outside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. We're talking outdoor spaces with Derek from the popular DIY network hit Box Solid and Indoors Out. From pergolas and decks to outdoor kitchens, there are so many options to upgrading your outdoor space to a fun place to share time with your friends and family. And we're giving away a Craftsman gas-powered grass trimmer to one lucky fan. It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
Like free stuff?
We do, too.
That's why we're giving away cool gear every week on My Fix It Up Life.
Check out MyFixItUpLife.com to enter to win or ask for advice on your how-to project.
Every week on My Fix It Up Life, we answer your questions and take you on an insider's tour with the hottest celebrities and experts in home improvement.
My Fix It Up Life comes to you every Thursday at 1 and Saturday at noon.
My Fix It Up Life is what's best in home improvement entertainment. Popular Mechanics Magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out PopularMechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. Or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at PopularMechanics.com.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley Davidson maintenance and performance.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with My Fix It Up husband, Mark.
And My Fix It Up wife, Teresa. Hi, baby.
Hey, honey. What's going on? It's your new favorite thing to say, isn't it?
I got that from the Archduke of Zen Mastery.
You did not.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where that came from.
Really?
That's a California thing, man.
Yeah, we have a friend who's from cool California.
Cool California.
Yeah.
And he is cool.
Yeah, I can't imagine him saying that.
He throws it out there.
He's pretty cool,
though.
He
also talks about Quasimodo periodically.
Yeah, wall art.
Among other things.
So today we're talking about outdoor spaces, babe.
Yeah, we are.
One of your favorite things in the world.
Absolute favorite things in the world. And I've been sort of working on an outdoor space in a week of extremes here at NFIULHQ.
Yes, our roof. Mark has been on the roof.
Yes.
Living large and in charge.
Ripping it and stripping it.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been to MyFixItUpLife.com, you've probably seen real good our house.
Yeah, it's on the front page of our website, MyFixItUpLife.com.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And there are four planes to the roof. I'm stripping them and reinstalling them one plane at a time for reasons I could go into ad nauseum. But it has been a week of extremes, extreme heat, extreme hard work.
And a lot of rain.
Extreme rain.
Yeah, you've been called off the roof due to rain.
I did. Mm. It was lightning when I came off there the first day.
It was. It was pouring down rain, and all of a sudden I was in our front room with our son, and all of a sudden I saw, like, tools coming down, like, brought by the window.
It came up I mean, I was trying to break out of it, but it came up faster than I had time to move.
Yeah, for all the women listening, I'm absolutely nervous whenever he's up on the roof. But then if it's snowing or if it's really windy or if it's raining, and he's been on the roof in all those situations, and I just, like,
I
want to cry.
I didn't take any stupid chances. So
no, you're good.
It's all about safety. You can fix a leak. You can't fix it if something bad happens. But
well, one of the other things that we're working on this summer, I hope, is the pergola.
Yes.
And also putting some gates in the yard. Because, well, our son just runs.
Yeah.
He just runs.
We basically have to make our yard a very attractive penitentiary for him.
We've got a pretty good sized yard, so it's not too bad.
Yeah.
Whenever we go outside, all he does is he wants to run down the street. And he runs down the sidewalk. He's very good about staying on the sidewalk.
Yes.
But he doesn't want to stay in the yard. He wants to go for a mile run.
And that's not an exaggeration. He goes for a mile.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's out 20, 30 minutes, whatever. It doesn't even take him that long.
And he's only 21 months old. So he's insane. He gets that after his father. My people like to sit more than Mark's people do, I have to say. We're much better at sitting.
But, getting back to the roof, I had a very nice exchange with our friend Tim Gentry, who's been on this show.
Oh, yeah. He was on a few weeks ago from Da Vinci Roofscape.
Da Vinci. I called him because Tim, as we talked about on that episode, is like a super hardcore roofer.
He really is.
And maybe professional is a better way to describe it.
We should have him over to help us. Tim, you're invited. Come over.
Well, I called him and just wanted to run a couple things by him because I'm approaching this roof like a remodel. Would. And I said, you know, you've got all the pieces and parts, you know, I just want to fine-tune my process. Long story short, he says, you know what you should probably do is tie off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and send you my safety harness, or one from Da Vinci. I don't know if it was his. And he sent it to me.
He did. He overnighted it even. Yeah. He's so sweet.
So as good as the Da Vinci Roofscapes tiles that we're using are, and they're awesome, I want to do wherever Tim goes to work next, if he's going somewhere, I want to use whatever they sell.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because Tim's so nice?
Because that's the kind of...
Well, yeah, he really does care about us, and he cares about your safety, and he cares about you doing a good job. I mean, it's important to him, and I like that. But I also want to talk about some other outdoor things.
Do we have to?
I know you're roof obsessed. I mean, you're all roof all the time. Like, literally...
all I can do.
Literally yesterday...
I'm using all my Synapse.
We had to leave. We went to do a casting call in New York. And I said, Mark, you have to get off the roof at X time.
Yeah.
Because we got to go. I gave him 10 minutes. There was a 10-minute budget for him to, take a shower and, groom for casting call.
Right. Didn't do it.
When we were supposed to leave, I call out through the skylight in the attic, Mark, we're supposed to be leaving in a minute.
I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
No, well,
and then to pull him off the roof, he was still sweating after he took a shower. It was awful.
Well over 100 degrees up there.
But the casting call was fun, though.
You know what? I've been to a bunch of those and felt like, gee whiz, golly shucks, I didn't really, you know. I really think they dug it.
Yeah, I do think, but we can't talk about it, though. We sent one of those confidentiality things where we're not allowed to actually say what it is,
right,
or anything that we talked about yesterday.
That's right.
But I'm pretty psyched. It was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah, it was great. I think we really made a connection.
Mm-hmm.
There were some really good conversations. They were nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I hope it works out.
I do, too. And, yeah, we can say it's like a how-to DIY network kind of show, too.
Yeah,
it wasn't just
that.
It wasn't a cooking show.
Yeah, it wasn't a cooking show.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't think anybody was thinking we were signing up for a cooking show.
Probably not you so much.
But we have something pretty cool up for grabs.
We do.
Craftsman gave us one of their professional line straight shaft weed whackers.
Yes.
Or weed string trimmers or grass trimmers or
a lot of different names for it. And I don't know if they're, it's like, you know, the heavy metal music. There's like all the different names for that kind of music. It all is the same to me. I don't really know the difference.
Speed metal.
Yeah, hair metal.
Acid metal.
It's the same thing. I don't know if
I just
like.
Made up acid metal, by the way.
The trim, you could get that by me. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But the trimmer, same thing. I don't know if there's a difference between a trimmer and a weed whacker. And
I think weed whacker is actually a brand name.
He's really?
Or the category of grass trimmer, line trimmer.
Line trimmer.
You know what? I've had more boring conversations than this, but not many.
Really?
Oh, my God. And don't call them string trimmers because they don't trim string.
I could bore you even more, dear.
I believe that.
Why don't we take a little break, babe?
Can we say who's coming up next on the show?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to have Jason Goldberger from HeyNeedle.com is going to join us talking about trends in outdoor living and partying.
Yes.
Entertaining. And we're also going to have Derek from Rock Solid and Indoors Out up on the program talking about trends, too. What's going on outside?
That's all coming up on this episode of My Fix It Up Life. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Roofers World is helping make your next roof repair or home renovation project easier, faster, and safer. Roofers World is your source for durable tear-off tools, powerful leak repair tape, secure roof staging systems, and much more. Visit www.roofersworld.com to get helpful renovation tips and roofing safety advice from our blog. Buy products online through the New East store or locate a distributor in your area.
TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out.
You're inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
My wife, Teresa, and what is the segment we're in right now?
You love saying this. You can go ahead and say it, dear.
Fix It Up Finds.
Yes, Fix It Up Finds, where we sleuth around and we scope around and we figure out and find and gather and investigate and all kinds of other kinds of things.
Yeah, it's my Fix It Up Life recon.
Yeah, we go out, we like wear all like, you know, digital camo and
digital camo.
Dark glasses.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
no.
We're in the backseat of a Lincoln Town Car.
Really?
No, not really.
What are you doing?
Well, I want to be stylish, too.
Do you have one, or are we just going to talk about how we go and find them?
Well, we find what's hot and cool in the industry, and we want to share it with everyone.
That is what we do.
That's what we do.
That is what we do.
So this is what we find.
Well, I've found a couple. I'm going to talk about the roof more.
Oh, my goodness.
That's it.
Seriously, are we going to just talk about the roof, like, for weeks on end?
You know what? We're talking about it till I'm done, because, again, my one synapse is used up. Over on that roof.
Well, I'm going to have to then talk about all the hot clothes that all my girlfriends wore when we went out the other night. Then
we want people to listen to
like the hot red Jessica Simpson shoes that Jess wore. I mean, seriously.
Bring it on.
All the women were like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, now you can go. Now all the women aren't, like, feeling pain from talking about
this. Well, speaking of hot, I can transfer that to the roof.
Uh-huh.
Because there is a product that I'm using on the roof for our underlayment. Anybody who's put on a roof before knows that you put on tar paper or something of that nature underneath the shingles. It's sort of like a secondary barrier in case the shingles leak and water can run down that and so forth. Well, we've decided on our house to forego that and use a peel-and-stick product called Grace Ice and Water Shield.
Yes.
And what that is I guess, yes, it's an underlayment because if the roof system leaks somehow, whatever, water can run down that, but Ice and Water Shield, unlike tar paper, which has a bajillion holes in it, is actually a vapor barrier. So what that's going to do is it is going to, according to Grace, is going to make it easier for the air conditioner to cool the space inside.
Well, and one thing that we're doing that's a little different is that putting it on the entire roof instead of just on the perimeter of the roof.
Oh, right. I meant to say that.
Yeah, that's a big deal because most people are familiar with Grace's Ice and Water Shield as a perimeter product for the roof.
Right.
But not for the entire roof. And you were reading recently that that is going to really save us a lot of money on our energy bills and really help cool off our attic space, which is our office. We use it.
Yeah.
So that's what, you know, Mark's been up, you know, on the roof, you know, sticking all this stuff down.
Yeah, it is a big, giant sticker, and it's very difficult to work by myself.
Yeah, it seems like a job that you'd probably want to have a helper with.
Yeah, I think.
I don't go up on the roof, all the way up on the second story.
I think when Matthias gets here for phases 2 through 4 of the roof planes, it'll be easier to deal with.
Yeah.
But it's basically a 3-foot-wide, 15-foot-long sticker that's sticky on all sides.
Which is awesome.
So, but the punchline is an air conditioner's job is to take moisture out of the air. This prevents a lot of moisture from getting through, so that's the punchline.
Well, can I share my fix-it-up finds?
Yes, but I'm going to make all the hurry-up gesticulations while you talk.
Well, you know, you can.
Like, I'm going to just stop telling the story?
Well, you just
Wait, she's making the gesticulation.
You talk forever.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I'll tell you next week.
You know, what happens is that Mark talks for, like...
You wasted it on Jessica's red shoes.
I did?
You threw it away?
Well, that's a fix-it-up find, but I do want to share a couple of other finds I have, and one of them is really important that I want to talk about because it has to do with the lead renovation, repair, and painting rule.
Yes.
That we've talked about a few times.
Very important.
It came out April 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And the NAHB, the National Association of Home Builders, announced plans to file a lawsuit against the Federal Environmental Protection Agency for removing the opt-out provision. And the opt-out provision is really a good thing. It's for homeowners can sign a release and say that you know, you feel comfortable with the contractor working on your house and, you know...
Not following the new lead safety guidelines to the letter.
To the letter. And they're pretty strict rules. So, you know, and they cost contractors a lot of money to do all of these different things. And they all are important. They do help you in the health of your family. So, but knowing what's going on and having all the information and having the ability to opt out... Yeah, it's about America, free choice.
The reality is I know a lot of contractors are jumping up and down right now saying, thank goodness, because the door and window project that I wanted to do is now thousands of dollars more, and I can't sell it.
Yeah.
Because people can't buy it.
Well, I have another fix-it-up find, too.
Yes, go.
Stuck at prom. You're looking at me blankly. I know.
My prom was a...
Now, you know, duct tape has this contest. It's duct tape, D-U-C-K, has this contest where kids every year put together outfits for prom made entirely out of duct tape, different colors of duct tape.
It's on CNN
and then
every year. Yeah,
then there are prizes every year. I think it's like the 10th year or something that they've done this. And right now you can go to their website and you can vote for whoever you like their outfit made entirely out of duct tape.
Yes.
And whoever doesn't, they get voted off every week. And whoever is the last couple standing wins $3,000. Each person of the couple wins $3,000.
Perfect.
Got to check out these outfits.
They're
incredible. Kids are incredibly creative.
They're incredible.
And it's a good product, too.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my fix-it-up finds.
Okay. I bet we're going to have to go to a break.
Probably. Would you like to go with me?
Yeah, let's roll it.
Okay.
We'll see you on the other side on my fix-it-up life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Do you have an overwhelming home renovation project on your hands? Replace your pry bar and sledgehammer with the new Little Red All-Steel Demolition Tool that delivers maximum power and precision with little effort. Reach into tight corners and beat around sensitive areas while simultaneously removing staples, small and large nails, and screws. Use the Little Red for endless demolition projects, including prying tiles, flooring, trim, drywall, siding, cabinets, panels, roofing, and more. Save time and money. Enjoy a cold drink, not a cold sweat. Visit www.littleredripper.com to solve your demolition puzzle.
Back inside my fix-it-up life with my fix-it-up husband.
And my already fixed-up glorious wife.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah. Unimprovable, unimpeachable.
Really?
Uncheckered.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
How about that?
Want to see me after the show?
Want to go on a date with me?
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Hey, you know what I mean.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I think we have a call.
We were in New York yesterday. We can talk like that.
I don't think we can really get away with it, though. But we have a caller on the line.
We do.
I bet they have this person has a fix-it-up question.
Let's see. I'm going to answer it in the New York accent,
please don't.
Whatever it is.
Please don't. Why must you?
Who do we have on our phone? Hello. Welcome.
Hi, this is Jim. I'm from Cape Cod.
Oh, the Cape of
Jim.
Good Cod.
Welcome to
Hi.
Our program.
Thank you.
It's nice of you to join us. How's the weather there?
It's beautiful. It's a little bit warm. We're getting hot today, but it's really beautiful. Mm-hmm. Heading to the beach after I get my question answered by you guys.
Ooh.
Sweet. What beach are you going to?
Craigville.
Right.
There's none other.
Right on.
Very good.
I like
Very
it.
Good. Now, what can we help you with today?
Well, Teresa, my question's actually for you.
Ooh.
I was wondering what the size of the heel was on the red shoe.
Ah, that's it. I'm out.
It was about a 3-incher.
That's nice.
Yeah, Jessica that's... Simpson, and she has this, like, candy red colored, like, it's just gorgeous. Like, all the women go crazy over it. It's hot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
3 inches sends a message, though, so you got to be careful.
Well, then I guess you're going to go to the beach now. I guess we're all good.
You know, if you wore those to the beach, you'd probably sink in about 3.5 inches.
No, those aren't beach shoes. Those are more of like sitting at the bar and, you know, admiring shoes.
Yeah, I wear pumps to the beach.
That's hot.
Okay.
That's hot.
Do you actually have a home improvement question, or do we want to talk about women's footwear?
No, I think I'm done with that. My real question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you're having some outdoor guys on your show today, so I had a question for them. I have a slanted backyard that I'm trying to build some retaining walls on to create a place to play for my kids. And I have one issue that I'm concerned with. My outfall pipe for my septic system goes right through the backyard. And I was wondering if there's some, you know, regulations or concerns about how much fill I can put on the top of that, and what I really need to be careful for when I go forward with this project.
Ooh, that is a good one, because that is kind of the kind of project that people might be inclined to just take on and bring in all kinds of dirt and put in a wall and just sort of pretend that outfall pipe's not there and then wind up with a lot of huge problems.
Mm.
Yeah, first of all, as we often say on my Fix It Up Life.
Permit.
Got to get a permit for this job, and the main reason for the permit in this one is it not only will it protect you, it will really protect you. And what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to, in the process of pulling a permit, you're also going to have probably a septic engineer look at your septic system and determine whether or not you can put the massive weight of all that new dirt on top of the pipe, if the pipe needs to be supported in a different way. Those kinds of things. Better to check now than to worry later, because with the septic system, as you probably know, when a little goes wrong, it's all wrong. And those are tens of thousands of dollars to get repaired.
Now, can he ask someone where he goes to his local building office to get a permit to ask for help of an expert, like an engineer? Can they recommend someone?
They usually don't.
But the
company that pumps out the system would be the place to start.
Okay.
That would be the place to start for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't help you, then I would ask down at the town hall to see if they do have an engineer that comes in, or they could give you a couple of names.
So am I going to get an outside permit the same place that I would get an inside permit that I pull when I, finish out the basement or something like that?
Right, exactly, same place. The building department at your town hall. And chances are you'll be able to just go to town and put in the wall as you need to. The other thing you're going to want to look for is to make sure there's access to wherever the actual septic tank is so it can be drained.
Right.
Yeah, so you don't want to bury...
If you put the wall right on top of it, that would be an issue.
But, yeah, I mean, that's the way I would do it, but you know what
sure.
I mean? I just build walls everywhere.
Can't see it from your house, right, dude?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I have a question. You're going to create a place for your kids in your backyard? Is that what you were saying?
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Right now the yard is slanted, and the kids, I think, are growing one leg longer than the other to reach the pitch. But we're hoping to build some walls and flatten out the space, but I didn't want to create a swamp by letting loose the septic system when I did the work.
Right. Mm-hmm. The other thing you could do is just cut off the end of the septic outfall pipe and just let it all drain out in your backyard because you won't see it.
That's great, Mark. That's great advice. Very professional.
Licensed contractor Mark Clement here to give you advice on your home improvement
I
project.
I would listen to the first half of what he said and not the second half of what he said.
I'm sorry.
I'll go to Mark for tips on women's fashion. I'll come to Teresa if I really have a real question.
yeah, that's
you,
it.
You don't want Mark's fashion advice. Yeah.
Yeah, I look like I got yanked through a keyhole. So.
No, you look fine here.
That's good. So, yeah, long story short, the due diligence on this up front will get you a wall that will do what you want, and it won't create any problems on the back end.
And you won't worry. You won't worry, should I have done this? You know, you're watching your kids outside play, and you're playing soccer or whatever in your yard, and you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's got a lot to, now that I'm thinking about it, Cape Cod, it's got a lot to do with soil conditions. You're going to have sandy soil up there,
yeah.
Which is different than clay, which we would find down here in Philadelphia. So there's a lot to consider beyond then actually making a really cool wall, which I would love to. I love making retaining walls. So those,
yeah, I actually watched your episode when you built one at your own house.
Oh, sweet!
Yeah,
on one of your podcasts, I watched that. So I got some ideas from watching that actually with the types of material I can use. So
cool.
I'm excited about it, but concerned at the same time because I like jumping into projects, but I often get myself in trouble when I do so.
Well, it's very smart of you to call and ask, and I wish you good luck, and I hope that you check back in with us and let us know how your project goes and send us pictures when it's all done, too.
Please do.
Will do.
Yeah. Thank
hey,
you so
all right.
much.
Good to hear from you.
And if you
Thanks
have
for your
a,
help.
If you have a fix-it-up question about your house, email us at info@myfixituplife.com. Call us toll-free number 888-710-5557 or post a message on our Facebook page, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Inside My Fix It Up Life.
Oh, this is very gentle.
Yes, it is very gentle.
I'll date myself right now and say this feels very Venus Flytrap from WKRP in Cincinnati. You know, here we are with the soft sounds of the night. Just, I've got 417 candles floating here.
417?
It is. I'm actually trapped in wax up to my knees. Just shut that off!
That's so good. I like it. It's very pleasant.
That was nice.
It's
Hold on
very
second.
Pleasant. That's Tim Williams.
I like Tim.
Yeah.
On,
he's a
good.
Hot guy, too,
he's
by the
good.
Way.
Oh, yeah. Tim's super cute.
Oh,
is there
God.
Somebody on the phone that we need to talk with that, you know, time we should respect?
You're the one that's in wax up to your knees. I mean, seriously, now you throw it back at me.
Yeah,
never mind.
Turnabout's fair play.
Now, we have a special guest on the line right now, and we've had this guest on our show before, too.
Oh, we got twosies?
Twosies.
Yeah,
really?
I heard that. Can we... Hi, Jason. Are you there?
I am. Should I do my Howard Hessman impersonation now?
Oh,
no.
Bring it on.
What about the turkeys out of the helicopter part? That's my favorite.
I don't remember that one.
I thought turkeys could fly?
No, I don't remember that one.
Oh, anyway, our producer, JT, is really enjoying what you're talking about right now, and we're at a loss.
You know what? We have to go. We T-bowed this on TV land.
That's too good.
How are you doing, Jason?
Excellent. How are you, Mark? How are you, Teresa?
I'm good, and Jason is from HeyNeedle.com, which is an awesome online superstore. I mean, they have everything, and if you search for what you want, it actually comes up. Like, you don't get, like, random things about, like, if you want to get, like, a swing set, you don't get a book about a swing set
You
know, some kind of shirt that has a swing set on it or something like that. You actually really get what you want. I love it. I shop there.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Well, yeah, the internet, is this segment brought to us by Bing.com and Decision
Bing.
Machine?
No, I'm just fired up. I love it.
Excellent.
That's all. I can get fired up about stuff. You're fired up about WKRP in Cincinnati. There you go. No, but we wanted to talk to Jason about...
What's happening at HeyNeedle?
Awesome. I appreciate it. Lots of cool stuff's going on. I think the biggest one that's most interesting for me is kind of what consumers are doing with their homes.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest one we're seeing lately is, if you think about it, in the last 20 years, homes have gotten bigger. Remember, it used to be, you know, if someone had a 3,000-square-foot home, it was a mansion. Now that's, you know, a lot more folks have bigger homes.
Yeah.
And the big thing we're seeing is folks are moving more and more outdoors, meaning they're making almost rooms outdoors. So it used to be, you know, you had a grill and you had a table with a couple chairs, and that was outside. But now more and more people are putting kitchens outdoors, and it's not just dining outdoors, it's even living rooms.
I had a living room outside when I was in college.
Well, that's kind of the funny part. It used to be, you know, if you had a sofa on your porch, that was a joke.
That was a college joke that we had. I mean, you knew in the town that I went to college in Cincinnati, that you walked around and you knew which houses had college students and which ones didn't. It's who had the couch out front on the front porch.
Coffee table is a quarter barrel.
Yeah, exactly.
almost half our sales and patio furniture are coming from what they call them conversation sets. And all that means, and that's just sofa and love seats, like a club chair.
Sweet.
See, I love that name.
Completely different from where it was before.
Conversation set. That just sounds so like we should have a date outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cool. I mean, you know, most people don't have a TV out there. You actually sit and talk. A little different. Little different than I think what most people do inside.
Yes. Well, and you know, when I was growing up, we had a picnic table outside on a patio, and we used that occasionally to sit at, but I don't see picnic tables really anymore with any of my friends. It's more of, you know, things that are upholstered, you know, and very comfortable and cozy and everything, too, which I love.
Yeah, I love being outside.
Yeah, you do.
That's exactly what we see with customers. You're exactly right. We do sell picnic tables, but very few, and
mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. And what I've seen just in the last couple of years with these outdoor sofas, you know, conversation sets, are how much more comfortable they are. It used to be it was just a thin piece of metal, and it was a fairly thin cushion, more like an outdoor kind of chair.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and some of the sofas we have are, frankly, probably more comfortable than some of the stuff you have indoors.
Oh,
big, oversized, sink into it, sit there, relax, put your feet on the coffee table, hang out, maybe enjoy adult beverage and watch the sunset. That's not all bad.
I love that.
Now, if you're outside, are you allowed to put your feet on the coffee table?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
See,
that is
HeyNeedle
approved.
Jason.
Seriously?
That's approved.
For me, just for me. I can only speak to my.
Nicely played.
Shoes off when I'm on the coffee table. What's going to rain on it? I mean, it'll get clean.
I guess. I suppose I could lax my wifely rules outside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nicely played, Jason. Nicely played.
But what about outdoor kitchens? Now, you guys have probably a million different outdoor grills and everything like that, but like outdoor kitchen products and stuff like that, how are they popular?
Absolutely. I think there's a couple things that are going on. I think mm-hmm. You know, built-in grills have been popular for a while. you know, build big, big gas stainless grills. You think about that, you know, starting probably 5 to 10 years ago. But I think what's going on now is they're getting, people are adding even more and more, call them appliances outdoors. So things like pizza ovens are a big deal. Huge deal, frankly.
Wow.
Pizza ovens outdoors are a big deal.
Absolutely. It's
okay,
a huge trend. And there's kind of two kinds. I mean, there's the do-it-yourself kind, which is a great project. But there's also a lot of companies that make pizza ovens. And frankly, a lot of folks that use, and what I do, I just use my charcoal grill with a special pizza stone. It works amazingly well. And then even more than that, people are, you know, there's outdoor refrigerators. People are building outdoor sinks. I mean, it's truly an outdoor kitchen. And the big thing that we see when you look at some of the data, it used to be that was a big deal in calling, you know, Texas or Arizona or California. Now that's increasingly going around the country. So folks are building outdoor kitchens that all probably don't have a lot of use more than 3, 4, or 5 months a year.
Wow. Wow. Now, is this I'm building the image in my mind here of like super high-end kind of stuff. Is that where it is, or is it all over the price spectrum?
Actually, not at all anymore. I agree with you. It used to be that. You know, outdoor kitchen was in a couple-million-dollar home. But no, I think what I would call an average home. Most people are able to put in some outdoor space. I mean, you can buy a conversation set with a sofa and a love seat and a cocktail table and everything else for, you know, well under $2,000. And you can buy a nice charcoal grill for not a lot less than that. And before you know it, you're getting started.
Wow.
I don't think it's expensive at all. I think it's simply a matter of having the space and the imagination.
Now talking about enjoying outside and having all of these wonderful things, and I want to just, you know, luxuriate outside and cook and whatever and relax and eat and drink and be happy. But then there are the children. And they want to run around and have something to do.
Yes. Do you sell something that will pay attention to them for us?
Yeah. Do you have that?
Absolutely. Man, my father used to tell me to stay out of traffic. That was my playing advice.
there you go.
What we're seeing now is I think it's what we see with kids. It's amazing what's offered. And so it's things like outdoor playhouses, and they're fairly inexpensive. You know, for under $400, you can buy a pretty nice playhouse. And then even more than that, it's bounce houses. You know, if you think about it, bounce houses kind of got started as more commercial, but now it's really inexpensive and simple to own one. Some of my favorite ones are well less than $300-$400 that are frankly as good as what you would have rented commercially 10 years ago.
Oh, we rented one a couple years ago, 3 years ago for Lexi's birthday party.
Easily $150.
Oh, it was more than that. It was at least $200. Yeah.
Okay.
For
okay.
Like an afternoon, and
right.
We could have bought one. For not much more now. Well, now we could buy one.
We
could
rent it to our neighbors.
We could make money off of our bounce house.
Well, I mean, one of my favorites is one. Some of them, what I like are the ones that kind of have almost the racing, where you enter one side, go through the ball pit, and then down the slides.
Oh, there you go.
One of my favorite ones we sell is it's 15 feet by 8 feet, and it's under $500. So, yes, that's a lot of money. No denying that. But you're right. By the time you rent it for $250, this one's yours. We
ship it to
your house.
You have a couple of kids and you're going to rent a bounce house for their birthday parties for a couple years.
Or brothers and sisters who their children, you know what I mean?
Yeah, cousins,
you know,
parties.
The family can
the whole
go in
thing.
On it together.
Yeah.
I think what's key about it, too, is it is trivially easy to set it up. I mean, you literally find the space, plug it in, you know, get out the orange extension cord, plug it in, and, you know, 5 minutes later your kids are playing in it.
Wow.
There's a few stakes. You can pin it to the ground to make sure it doesn't move. But I will tell you from my experience, I have one, and from my experience, the kids start playing it about the time you plug it in and before it's blown up, and they're ready to go. It's amazingly simple to throw that up and let them have fun.
Wow. That's about the time it takes Mark to, like, open a bunch of beers and everything for our friends.
Absolutely.
Get the grill going, you know, fire up the bounce house, and we're good to go.
There you go. Oh, this sounds great, Jason. I'm really glad you called us.
Yes, I am too.
Now, Jason is with HayNeedle.com.
You have to check it out. If you haven't shopped there, you're going to love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of cool stuff. Easy to find stuff. Stuff you want, stuff that's off the wall.
Yeah, that's cool. But we're going to have to take a break, Mark.
Yeah, so thank you, Jason. Check out HayNeedle.com. Check us out at MyFixItUpLife.com. And we'll see you back here in a minute on My Fix It Up Life. Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci Slate and Shake Tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today. Inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark, Teresa, and our special guest.
Another special guest.
Derek from Indoors Out and Rock Solid.
On the DIY Network.
Are you there, Derek?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, would you like a little more of a Boston accent on that? How are you?
Oh, I would. I love the Boston. I'm just crazy over the Boston accent, actually. It's my favorite one.
Teresa, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. Well, see, my husband is from there. He's from Cape Cod, so...
I know.
Fell in love with it, and I just, I'm gaga over it. I'm crazy. Mm-hmm.
Well, all the rich people live down Cape Cod, so I'm not going to say anything.
Down the Cape.
Down the Cape,
yeah. Even if you live there, you're down the Cape.
Yeah.
Where are you today, Derek?
Yeah.
What are you doing today, Derek?
Well, actually, we just got back from Ohio.
Ooh.
I know, and actually, we loved it out there. It was wonderful. We were in Columbus, Ohio, doing an indoors-out episode for season 5, and we worked with Eldorado Stone and the new outdoor grill units and fireplace units that they have.
Really?
And then the best part was we went to Matt Light's foundation camp in Greenville, Ohio. And Matt Light is a New England Patriots tackle.
Right, right. Yeah, recognize the name.
He's a superhero, this guy. He's amazing. He's inspirational, and he is so funny. He's like a male version of a younger Betty White.
Betty White is awesome, I have to say.
Isn't she great?
Yeah, she really is. Yeah.
He's so great. He should host Saturday Night Live, no question.
Really?
We did, we built an outdoor kitchen right at his camp. He has a camp for inner-city boys and boys from... Indian reservations, and he brings them together every summer for a period of time to work together on projects and to kind of break barriers and for kids to, you know, kids from really different walks of life than us, you guys, you know, they're in tough situations.
Mm.
And they bond, and some of them have been going there together for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
And I know, it was great, and they worked with us. What a great thing.
Yeah.
Excellent thing. It was one of those things where, you know, I'm sure in your careers as well, you know, here you are with your own radio show. You know, we all meet a lot of people, but you think, what am I doing? You know, am I doing anything that's really helping anybody else out? Am I doing something with my life? And this guy, that's all he wants to do. He loves football, but he wants to use his career to change people's lives. And he changed our lives, I can tell you that much.
Wow.
It was great. And it's a great project. Wait till you see it. Oh, my gosh. It's going to air this fall. And he worked with us. And here's the best part. He's like 6'5", 320 or something like that. And he kept tripping on the job site.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my goodness.
He kept falling down. And I'm like, Matt, you're a professional athlete. What are you doing here?
He probably breaks everything when he falls down, too. He's that big. I mean, it's like an earthquake or something.
This is a conversation I've had with other people out on the job site, though, Derek. And, you know, our trades are kind of like a sport. Like you have to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time, and just because he's an awesome football player, and he is, doesn't mean he can hook a 2x10 over his foot and cut through it with a worm drive. You know, never mind do it 180 times.
Right. That's so true. Yeah. That's so true. But it's going to be a great project. So now we're home. We're chilling out before we go off to the Cape. We're going to the Cape, guys.
You are? You're going down the Cape for a vacation?
Vacation. Come on.
I was just, thinking it's summertime.
Just throwing it out there.
People do that kind of thing. We don't actually vacation, unfortunately, but maybe you do.
I'm with you. I don't. I just can't seem to find the time these days. I try to sneak off a little bit. But the Cape, we're going to be in Chatham.
Nice.
And we're doing two projects for Indoors Out down the Cape. And one of them is going to be an outdoor movie theater.
No way.
Yeah, way.
Oh, my goodness. Seriously?
Seriously. An outdoor movie theater. And then the other project is going to be the ninth hole. We're going to create a hole. We've done this from time to time, you know, with people who are really into golf and stuff. But this one is it's a much smaller space. It's concise, and there's going to be a bar area as if it's right on the hole. Because what do people love to do? They love to golf and drink.
Right.
So we're going to create that for this quaint backyard, which will be really nice.
That's great. And for our listeners here in the national audience, Chatham, Massachusetts, I mean, it's basically a dump. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it's kind of like, why would you live there?
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you live there?
Chatham is one of those places on the planet that is touched by God.
It is
absolutely magic, and it's one of the nicest neighborhoods in America. So, I'm jealous of you.
Yeah, you are very jealous, I can tell.
I built a lot of docks in Chatham, actually, mm-hmm. way back in the day when we did the seasonal docks. A lot of them were in Chatham.
That's cool.
Well, first off, to build a dock proves how much of a man you are.
Yeah.
So there you go.
$20 in the mail to you right now.
I already mailed it. That's how you got the compliment. It actually cost me $50, so, you know, there you go.
So what's going on with you guys? Well, tell me what's up with you guys. What are you working on?
Well, Mark's been on the roof this week, and I haven't been on the roof. We're replacing our roof, so, yeah.
What are you replacing it with? Oh, well, you're smart. Mm-hmm. What are you replacing it with, guys?
We're doing it's three-tab asphalt that we're tearing off, and we're doing the whole roof in ice and water shield underlayment,
nice.
Which is going to be a vapor barrier, and then DaVinci Roofscapes polymer tiles, so it'll look like slate. But it won't weigh as much.
And we're also going to put in a solar attic fan, too, which is going to rock.
Oh, can't wait for that.
Mm-hmm.
You dogs. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, we go all out.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
Well, I want to know, how does someone get to get you guys to come to their house to work on their backyard? What do I have to do to apply?
As an episode, or just with Dean and Derek with our regular company,
or just any way that you guys could like build me a movie theater.
When are you coming down and building us a movie theater
or a bar of some sort goes on for a million miles?
The reason she's asking, and we couldn't have planned this if we had to, is we were talking with our previous caller offline, and he had a question about a retaining wall, and he's down on the Cape,
mm-hmm.
and he is interested in applying to be on your show.
Well, you know, the thing about, I'll tell you, trying to find episodes, you know, projects that can be episodes, it's not that easy, but it's a process. So the best way to get in touch with us is at our website, deanandderek.com. And just remember, just because his name first doesn't mean he's better.
Well, I was just going to ask you, do you resent having to have his name on your site?
No, because everything he knows he learned from me. So,
well, see, it's my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, so the best is always last, I have to tell you. So there you go. Yeah, you know, I just try to make you feel better about yourselves by being first. That's all.
Well, the way I look at this is I just say, you know what, Dean, you're so aggressive in life, and you just love, you're hungry and all that. I kind of step back and look at things around me and go, yeah, I think I'll do that over there. You know, I think I'll work with that person over here. I said, I have more wisdom, let's face it. I'm joking. You know I'm totally joking. But, you know, when you are thinking about teaming up with someone, you know, you go, okay, what's the message we're putting across? So we just went alphabetically. I mean, there's a lot of logic behind that.
Sure. Well, you know, it works phonetically too, though.
Yeah.
Right. It does work phonetically. Yeah, that's one of our producers from Brooklyn, Joyce Pearson from Brooklyn. Hey, I think Dean and Derek works better than Derek and Dean.
Yeah, so shut up.
So shut up.
You can't really argue with that kind of argument, no. Yeah. Shut up.
In your face. You know, it's funny, we were working with Johnny DeSilvia, who hosts 10 Grand in Your Hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also did, what was the construction show they had that started them, from Brooklyn.
I remember I can't remember the name of it.
Not deconstruction. It was Under Construction. Mm-hmm. I love that show. Very raw. And now he has a new show out with a new host. He and a girl are teaming up on another show. It's just coming out. It just came out. But anyway, he's hosting Blog Cabin this year, and we're working with him, and he's straight from Brooklyn. So I said, you know, Johnny, you got to give us some Brooklynese. He's like, here's a great one. He goes, go see where you got to go.
Go see where you gotta go.
Beautiful.
Oh,
that, oh my gosh.
That doesn't even come close to meaning anything.
And Mark is going to say it all day long. All day long I'm going to hear that. Thank you very much.
I got to go see, Teresa. I got to go see where I got
to
go.
Oh, my goodness. And that's good because we have to take a break anyway.
Oh, it's killing us.
Before he gives you any more material, I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you for joining us again.
On My Fix It Up Life. And we'll be back in just a minute with more.
Popular Mechanics magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out popularmechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and a gadget of the week. Or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at popularmechanics.com.
What a perfect day to play that right there.
My Fix It Up Life with me, Teresa, JT, and our friend Tim Williams singing this fantastic album.
Yeah, I keep Tim in my pocket.
Yeah,
we pull him out every once in a while.
All right, hey, Tim, shut it down, buddy.
Yeah,
okay?
That's enough of that.
If you get a chance, thetimwilliams.com, he's terrific.
No, it's timwilliams.com.
No, it's thetimwilliams.
No, Facebook is thetimwilliams, and then the website is timwilliams.com.
What? Ever.
And then he's got a Twitter thing, too. Like, he just signed up to be on Twitter recently. And he calls it, I don't know, Diet Facebook. I guess other people do, too.
Whatever. And segueing into home and yard care.
Yes, and we only have a couple minutes left, Mark, so we've got to give away the Craftsman gas-powered grass trimmer to this person. Let me read you what the winner wrote.
Dear this person, you congratulations.
Well, we got a lot of great entries, and it was hard to pick. It was really hard to pick, but
thank you for your great reasons, by the way.
I'm 55 and have a yard that's huge in the country. I maintain it by myself, but it's a big job.
Hey, big jobs. Somebody's got to do it, right? I only do big jobs.
The forest is constantly trying to take over. Good weed whacker would give me a fighting chance against nature. And that's how she won. Are you burping? Really? Seriously?
Yeah, I gotta just rip one out. No problem.
I mean, I'm over here being a lady, and you're being over there gross. You're still thinking about that Johnny D, like, you know, and, you gotta go.
Go see where you gotta see, where you gotta see.
Yeah, gotta do a big job. So that's Ellen, and she won. Then congratulations to you, and congratulations that you aren't married to my husband. And on next week's show, we're going to be talking woodworking.
Oh, that's great. I love woodworking.
And then we're going to be talking about managing trash at the end of the month, and that's one of Mark's favorite
also,
topics.
Our yard's full of trash right now. If you'd like to come over and get your own, please do.
Oh, yeah. Our retaining wall is, like, it's just covered in just trash bags.
We've got bag upon bag of shingles.
It's the roof.
That's the roof.
There you go. So don't forget to visit myfixituplife.com. Check us out. Search for whatever questions you might be, wondering about for DIY projects in your home.
Send us pictures of your DIY projects.
Yeah, and email us at info@myfixituplife.com with your questions. If you can't find what you're looking for on our website,
check us out on Facebook. Tell us why you want to win, what's up for grabs.
Yeah, click on free stuff to find out what's up for grabs. Follow us on Twitter. And you know what I think they should do?
They should see us next time.
On My Fix It Up Life.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Marth Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lessons. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble.